David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 363. So on the dollops previously, we have talked about the fact that I get emails for another David Eagle, a design consultant. And so I keep getting emails saying, would you just give me your thoughts on this scale drawing, David? And I assume they're not meaning this to be sent to me. I mean, it seems unlikely given the fact that I'm blind. I'm constantly getting emails from the wrong David Eagle. And I duly forward, who's Julie Forward? Do you get emails for Julie Forward as well? And I duly forward all these emails to the correct David Eagle because I managed to work out who it was. That's another story. We've talked about that on the dollop before. I still do that. I still forward his emails onto him even though he doesn't actually thank me anymore. But we've talked about that on a previous dollop. The reason I'm mentioning this again, a similar situation has occurred again. I received a text message from Isabel. For regular listeners, that is my ex-girlfriend Isabel, just to keep the narrative alive here. I think it's good for continuity that people know the various characters in the dollop. I mean, I'm calling Isabel a character. I'm not sure if she would take too kindly to being described as a character. I mean, she's a person in her own right, and I'm now describing her as a character. She's one of the dollop characters. She'll always be known as the ex-girlfriend of David Eagle. Anyway, she texted me, and she said, my cousin Graham told me last night that he works with another David Eagle. Apparently, he gets your fan mail all the time. And I asked if she was joking about the last bit. Apparently not. And here's me forwarding on the fan mail of this other David Eagle, and I'm not getting my own mail. So I messaged her back about this and said, I assume you mean emails. And she said, yeah, apparently he passes them on to you. Well, I've never received an email from him. I think there's a weird thing going on here. Everyone's getting confused and sending emails to the wrong David Eagle. So I'm wondering whether this David Eagle, who's receiving all of my mail, has got confused and has now sent it to the wrong David Eagle. He's maybe sent it to the design consultant. It's getting very confusing. Who would have thought being called David Eagle would allow for such confusion? It's not the most common name, is it? I mean, it must be even worse with John Smith. There's going to be so many people with email addresses like John Smith 1, John Smith 2, John Smith without an H, as in without an H for John. Obviously, otherwise it would be John Smith. Even any John Smiths, you know, they would get confused with the John Smiths. John Smythes will be in there as well. It must be so confusing. There must be like relationships have formed and broken up. Whole webs of intrigue and craziness have occurred because of emails that have gone astray between the wrong John Smith and John Smythe and John Smiths and God knows what else. Because, I mean, if I'm getting this and I'm David Eagle, and this is the third example of emails going to the wrong David Eagle, then John Smiths must be getting emails all the time intended for other people. And I feel a bit sorry for the other David Eagle who'd be no doubt weighted down with all this fan mail for me. I'm kind of glad, though, that I haven't been getting these emails because I don't know if I'd be able to take it. I mean, it's emotional enough coming to the end of these dollops without receiving all the begging letters that no doubt this other David Eagle's receiving. Please, David, you know, this is the only thing that's kept me going this year. I couldn't live without the dollops. You know, that kind of thing. I haven't received much of that. I only receive probably about 3 of those emails every day. But apparently, if this David Eagle is receiving loads of fan mail for me, maybe that's what's happening. Maybe the other David Eagle is actually keeping it secret because he knows it's a big burden for someone to bear, knowing that your life is in someone's hands. I don't know what I'd do without you, David. Please keep up the dollops. And he's just thinking, David doesn't need this. I'm going to protect him. Protect him against this. Or maybe the emails are a bit more vague. Maybe they don't mention the dollop. They just say, you doing what you've been doing this year has meant so much to me. Keep up the great work, David. Don't stop now. Keep doing what you're doing. And then the other David Eagle's got confused. He knows it's for me, but he's emailed it to the wrong David Eagle. He's emailed it to the design consultant, and he's going, my goodness, I never thought when I became a design consultant that my work would be so valued. But I've got all these people saying, keep up the good work, don't retire. I didn't realise that people cared so much about what I did. I mean, I am a good design consultant, I will say that. What about all the love emails that I must get? You know, sort of amorous women, probably a few amorous men as well, getting in touch. And this other David Eagle keeps getting, he's probably having a whale of a time. He's like, my goodness. He's getting all these emails from amorous women saying, I love what you do, David. I love your work. Keep it up. And he's like, oh my God, I can't help but keep it up with all these emails coming through from amorous women. Being kept up for a good few hours reading these emails, let me tell you. Maybe he's meeting with them, having like rendezvous with them, saying, oh yeah, well, we should meet up. And they're going, my goodness, he's offered to meet up. He wants to meet up with me. David Eagle wants to meet up with me. David Eagle from David's Daily Digital Dollop. Little do they know, it's David Eagle, the design consultant. And he sends them little cheeky things like little saucy little messages. The design consultant's equivalent of a saucy message. So you'll say, please find attached a scale drawing of my manhood. You'll get to see the real thing when we meet. All these little saucy things that he's saying to them, and they're going, oh, that's typical David Eagle humour, that. Sending a scale drawing. I don't know how he did it. You know, he can't see. He's managed to send a scale drawing of his manhood there. Maybe he got his secretary or something to do it for him. He probably has a secretary. You know, he has, like, a research department and stuff that comes up with all the stuff that the, you know, the dollops and that kind of thing. Who, as I say, are off this Christmas, the research team, which is why I couldn't remember the name of the Nana from the Royal royal family, Liz Smith. Apparently one of the reasons she died was due to stress. She'd been getting all these emails for another Liz Smith who happened to be an estate agent, and she was getting quite a lot of vitriol coming her way, and she was like, I just can't understand why people hate me so much. But it was getting her all confused. You know, she was getting snotty emails from clients saying, well, thank you very much. Thanks to you, my house has fallen through. And she's like, well, I don't know what I've got to do with this. I mean, like, it's the curse of being called a Smith and being on email. Anyway, Isabel says she's going to get in touch with her cousin again, find out what's going on, and if the emails can be forwarded. So, meanwhile, if you're listening to these dollops, and you found yourself having a night of passion with a design consultant, because originally you thought you were emailing me, I want you to know that you are technically still my property, and I'm coming for you. You know, you've emailed me, you amorous women, have emailed me, and this other David Eagle, the design consultant, or whoever this other David Eagle is, who works with Isabel's cousin, have been stealing all my women, and I want them back. I mean, yes, I've got a girlfriend now, so this is coming at a rather embarrassing time, but I'm sure Katie will understand. He's probably living it up right now, this design consultant, with a harem of women all around him, all cooing over his scale drawings. Well, I'm going to claim what's rightfully mine. You know, maybe the design consultant doesn't let on. Maybe he dresses up as me. Maybe he knows what he's doing. You know, he's not just thinking, oh, my goodness, all these people are interested in me. I didn't think that'd be a massively popular job. If I'd known, when I was in the pub, I wouldn't have pretended to be a fighter pilot. I'd have said, oh, I'm a design consultant, and watched all the women fall at my feet. Obviously, beforehand, I would assess the distance between the chair and the floor, whether the floor was carpeted, look at the various safety features. You know, I would do a risk assessment before the women fell at my feet to make sure that they wouldn't hurt themselves. Being a design consultant, that is part of my job. It's part of the remit, part of their service that I offer my women. Always have a risk assessment before we get down to it, love. Before we get down to it, you know, we just got to do this risk assessment here. Before I came to this hotel, I did test the bed. It is soft and springy. There are no sort of springs protruding out there. I think you'll be safe. There's good acoustic insulation, so they shouldn't hear too much noise, so feel free to mourn with pleasure. To a fair degree, I would say. As long as you don't exceed 54 decibels, which is difficult for when a woman's with me. I'm a design consultant. I know how to treat a woman. Now, I'm feeling a bit kinky, love. So what I've done here is I've done a few scale drawings of positions that I'd like to try. Now, this is a particular favourite position of mine. As you can see, I'm coming right up your y-axis here. Absolutely beautiful. As you can see on this drawing here, I've marked both front and rear entrance. I imagine that's what it's like to have a physical relationship with a design consultant. And these women are kind of thinking, my God, this isn't David Eagle. This isn't the David Eagle. And I don't know what to do now. I want to escape. I want to escape. I want to get out of here. But you can't escape. You know, it's pointless trying to escape because the design consultant, he knows all the escape exits. He's got them all listed. He's consulted a drawing of the room and the hotel. Anyway, okay, dollop 364 to follow.